Imagine you're a professor and you get your dream job at a prestigious university. That's what happened to Amber Murray when last year she was hired as an associate professor in geography at Oxford University in the UK. Murray is American, so are her daughters, ages 4 and 9. When she applied to get them visas to come to the UK, the applications were rejected. Some say this is part of a larger trend that the UK is making it more difficult for foreign academics to work there. Murray says her rejection came down to the fact that her husband doesn't live in the UK. He works in Cameroon, and UK immigration law has strict rules about parents in their situation trying to get visas for their children.
It states that the other parent should be deceased, or the parent residing in the UK should have and should have had unique responsibility for the children, or that there should be compelling reasons and the parent residing in the UK should have taken efforts to ensure the well-being of their children. And so we've applied under the final caveat and, supplied all of the necessary documentation, including a legal document from my husband specifying that this is in the best interest of the children at this time.
So that rejection came from the UK's Home Office. What were you feeling when you read that letter?
Well, when I received it, shock and dismay, and then, of course, incredible sorrow. I just broke down.
Where are your daughters at the moment, and how did they take the news?
My family now is in the U.S., and they were shocked. Of course, they don't understand. My 9-year-old took it very badly and sobbed the entire day leading up to my departure and begged me at the airport not to go and just, doesn't understand any of this.
That's a tough one. Were you at all thinking maybe I shouldn't go?
Absolutely. The self-doubt has been with me this entire time.
And you're not the only academic trying to work in the UK who's had to deal with a visa rejection or other immigration issues. Are you getting a sense of a trend here?
Absolutely. The sort of response that I've received from Anna Fraser-Ackerley's article in The Guardian has been overwhelming. And, even today I received an email from a PhD student also at the University of Oxford whose 9-year-old son was also refused entry for precisely the same reason. And again, there were compelling circumstances in that case that were disregarded.
Right. So that Guardian article about your case, was pretty widely read, obviously. Has Oxford offered any help?
There's an immigration team here. I think they're very careful to get involved, and especially when it's not, the employee's visa, they give informal guidance. And of course, I have letters of support from my head of department and from the principal of my college. And I have very supportive colleagues, but other than that, not at this time.
Is there a way for you to appeal?
Yes, there's an administrative review, and we're working on submitting those documents tomorrow.
So what will you do if this does not get resolved?
That's a great question. I'm feeling overwhelmed already by all of this. And I will just have to have a conversation with my husband and think very seriously about the next steps. Obviously looking for work outside of the UK if that's necessary.
Was this a temporary position or was it essentially permanent?
This is the American equivalent of a tenure track position.
Wow. Amber Murray, an associate professor in geography at Oxford University in the UK. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time, Marco.